Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mati and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're up to Yevamos, Nafnun Vav, Omen Aleph. The Mishnah, Nafnun Gimel, Omen Beis, had said that Echor HaMa'orah VeEchor HaGoymer is Koina, that the Kenyan of Yibum does not need a Gemar Bia, even a Hara could make a Yibum, and so too, you don't need Das to produce a Yibum, even Ba'inis or B'Shoigig, without the proper Kavana, you still could make a Kenyan Yibum. On that, the Gemara has a Machloikis HaMeroyim. My Kana, Rav Omar Kana L'Koyl. Rav says that even though it's a Chiddush that these type of Bias could create a Yibum, however, now that we have a Pasuk that they work, so Kana L'Koyl, you have a regular Kenyan Nesuin. And just like every Nesuin has Yerusha, Tumah, Hafara, so too, this Yibum will create a situation of a regular Nesuin, and it will be a total Kenyan. Shmuel Amar, like Kana L'dvorim Ha'amur Meparsha, that since these Biyos are a Chiddush that they work, and based on the regular Halachas of the Torah, a Maisa done without the proper Das would not produce a Kenyan. So Eino Chanami, this exists a Kosov that by Yibum, these Biyos could produce the Kenyan of Yibum, but it's not going to be on the level of a regular Nesuin. You're only Kaina for Dvarim Ha'amur Meparsha. The Gemara gives a few examples. The Gemara says, you're Kaina Lirish B'nichsei Achiv. You would Yarshin your brother's Nechasim, which means that you're the sole Yarish of your brother's Nechasim, and you don't have to split it with his other Yarshim. And this type of bia will make a kinyan legabe lepaitrim in a yibum, that it takes off the zika of this lady. This lady was nefelas liyibum, and to be mutal l'shuk, she would need a chalitza. But now that you made this bia, even though it was done in a eifin chiddush, even though it was done in a way that in kali atayra should not work, but over here you have exerced the cost of that it works. So even though, according to Shmuel, it does not produce a full-fledged kinyan of Nesuin, it will produce enough to pater her from her Zika, which would be Negeya, that if he dies or divorces her, she would not need a Chalitza. Taisvis Devei Amascha L'Dvarim asks that really all the Dvarim that are Negeya by Nesuin are really Ksuvim B'Parsha. How could the Gemara say that according to Shmuel, you're only kaina for dvar ma'amur and b'parsha, k'gayin lirish b'nichsei achiv, ula paitra min ayibum? Taisus asks, everything is said in the parsha. It says, ula kacha lo isha, and we darshin kivin shalacha na'asiz kishde l'chol davar. So what does the Gemara mean when it says, loy kanel l'dvarim ha'amur and b'parsha? So Taisus explains that ein achanami, we have a drasha to teach us these kinyanim. However, Shmuel holds, since it's a chiddush that these bi'os work, so lay rabbi al advar ma'amu furosh meparsha. The ribui that a kinyan without das is going to produce a yibum was only said b'negeya things that I'm a first meparsha. And what's my first meparsha? That you yash and your brother's nechasim, and that you pater her zika. Now Taisus adds on a line to explain the havana. Why would we say that a kinyan should work better in doing these kinyanim than in the regular kinyanim of an Nesuin? In other words, if there will be no chilek in lamdas between these kinyanim of Yerusha and patering the Tzara and the other kinyanim, then we would say that we should learn out from this pasuk that obviously a full-fledged kinyan is happening. Because since you see that these bi'os are kaina for Yerusha and to pater Hazika, so obviously there's a full kinyan going on. If Shmuel is saying that we're only kaina for these kinyanim and not regular kinyanim nesuin, it must be that there's something unique about these kinyanim that they're easier to produce. So Taisus explains that these kinyanim are dvarim leukmei b'makim bal. These kinyanim are nothing more than we envision that the yavam actually took over the original Baal. Therefore, he takes over his Nechasim, and therefore, he paters the Zika. The Zika
was here because the original marriage produced a halacha that she's zokuk lebaila and zokuk liyavam, and therefore she's asr l'shuk. On that we have halacha of yibum, that you take over that zika, and therefore it is no more zika to asr her to marry to the shuk, and therefore she does not need a chalitza.
So since there's a common denominator in the things ha'amurim mefurashim beparsha, that we can understand them, that all you're doing with the kinyan is replacing the baal, but you're not making a firm kinyan of your own, therefore we have no raya that in these bios that don't have das, that is the chiddush that they work, we have no raya that you'll make a full kinyan. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now Tosfos brings down that although the Gemara's Divrei HaMaskil that started off the Gemara was Echad HaMa'ariv Echad HaGomer Kaina. So Bepashtus, when you read the Gemara, it sounds like the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is on that Chiddush. That means the Mishnah had said that Hara could make a Yibam. Even without a Gemara Bia, you have a Kinyan Yibam. On that, Rav and Shmuel are arguing if that Chiddush, that Hara could make a Yibam, is that L'chol Davar or only L'dvarim Ha'amurim Bepashtus. However, Taisa says that it can't be, because since we know that Hara is Kigmar Bia for everything, we had psukim before for almost every halacha that is Nisraba, the Hara is Kigmar Bia. Therefore, Taisva says the Ikra Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel is only on the case of Einis and Shoigig, where you did not have the proper kavana during the Bia. But by Hara, the Kuli Alma, you would be kind of Lachal Davar. However, Taisva ends off that Birshalmi Ikra Plaktayu, the Ikra Demuki Plaktayu Bahara. Yerushalmi brings down this machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and they have a tzad that the machlekes is talking about Hara. So Tosfos argues on the Yerushalmi, but there is such a sheet as Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that according to Shmuel, even though we know the Hara all over is Kigmar Bia, but Legabi Yibum, it will not be Kaina L'chol Davar. The Keren Ira has a beautiful pshat to explain this machlekes Tosfos and the Yerushalmi. He says it all boils down to what's the mekar that Hara is kigmar bia by yibam. Our Gemara on the Nehem Beis had said that we learn out yibam bia bia from chayvi lavim. There's the gzera shava that just like by the iser of layavi mamzer, we say that Hara is kigmar bia. So too we learn out bia bia that it says by yibam also a lashon of bia. And we learn out from Chavi Lavim that Hara is Kigmar Bia. So Tosfos holds that since our Mekar is a Gzereshava to other Haras, Hara Legabe Chavi Lavim, so there's no reason not to say that Hara is a full-fledged Yibam, because there's no special Chiddush in the Parsha of Yibam that Hara works. Rather, we're saying that just like we find in other Kol HaTorah, that Hara is considered a Gmar Bia, and therefore you're going to get Malkus for doing a Hara alone, so too, by Yibum, this halacha applies that Hara is Kigmar Bia. But there's no reason for us to assume that there's a special Chiddush going on in the Parsha of Yibum to be able to say that you're not going to have a full Kinyan. However, the Keren Ayer points out, the Yerushalmi has a different Pasuk. The Yerushalmi darshins v'yibma, the Lashon of Yibma is Marba even Hara, which is the same drasha that we use in the Bavli to explain why you don't need Das. The Yibma is Mashma, Afilu Bal Karcha, even Shoigeg, even Einis, they're all Nisraba from the Yibma. So it comes out that according to the Yerushalmi, there's a special Chiddush in Yibum that Hara could produce a Yibum. If it's only a Chiddush in Parshas Yibum, so that it makes a lot of sense to say that Shmuel holds that this Chiddush in Parshas Yibum, that Hara could work, was only said Legabi Dvar Ma'amurim B'Parsha. So it comes out that this Machlokes Tosfos and the Yerushalmi, if Shmuel is talking about Hara or Bia without Das, is nothing more than a Machlokes in the Mekar that Hara works for Yibum. According to the Bavli, the Mekar is Bia Bia from Chayvi Lavim, and therefore there is no special Chiddush that Hara works by Yibam.
So there's no reason to say that there's anything special going on by Yibam to be able to say that the Kinyan of the Mishnah is not a full-fledged Kinyan. However, according to the Yerushalmi, that the Makar of Harah by Yibam is from the Yibma, so then it's very likely that this din, that Harah can make a Yibam, will not be a full-fledged Kinyan. Now the truth is that even in Taisvis, that we're arguing in a case of a Bia without Das, there's a big machlokes achreinim, exactly what type of Bia without Das are we talking about. The Avnei Meluim in Simen Lamed Gimel Ois Beis has a beautiful kasha on the Ritva we mentioned yesterday. The Ritva in Kedushin Daf Yud and also Yevamos Daf Nun Hei, he had said that even though the Gemara says Kol HaBoyel Taitei Al Gemar Bia, that Lagabe Kedushin Hara is not going to be kainah because the Boyel only had Das to consummate the Kinyan with the Gemar Bia. However, Lagabe Yibum, since we do not need Das, therefore Hara would make the Kinyan, the full Kinyan, by Yibum. Because only when Das is necessary to create the Kinyan, then we say he didn't have Das till the Gemar Bia. But by Yibum that doesn't need Das, the Kinyan will happen right away. So the Avnei Meluim points out that according to the Ritva, every Hara is only going to be a Kinyan without Das. Because really the Das to make the Kinyan is with the Gemar Bia. And the Gemar Bia he didn't do yet. So this that we say, Hara is Kaina, will only be a Kinyan on the level of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Which means that even though Tosfos argues on the Yerushalmi and says that by Hara there's no Machlokes, that all means that if you only do a Hara, so Tosfos says, since Hara is Kigmar Bia, there's no tzad that Shmuel would hold that you're only Kaina for Dvarim Ha'amurim B'Parsha. But in a case that you did a full Bia, and we say that the Hara can't be Kaina because Daitei Al Gemar Bia, but still you have Yibam according to the Ritva because you don't need Das, in such a case, you would apply the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, because it's a regular case of a Bia being done without Das. So the Avnei Meluim asks a beautiful question. He asks like this. The Gemara says on Daf Chav that a Kohen Gadol cannot do Yibum with an Almana Minan Nesuim, because it's an Asay and a Lois Asay. The Asay is Besula V'loi B'ula, and the Lav is Almana Lo Yikach. However, the Gemara says, if a Kohen Gadol wants to do Yibum to an Almana Min HaErisin, over there it should be Mutter, because you should apply the rule of Asay Deich Alois Asay, because you do not have the Asay of Besula V'loi B'ula, because we're talking about Min HaErisin. All you have is the Lav of Almana Lo Yikach, so the Asay of Yibum should be Deich Alois Asay of Almana Lo Yikach, and you should be able to do Yibum. However, the Avnei Meluim asks like this. According to the Ritva, when you do a Bia, in the Hara alone, you don't have a full Kinyan. Because really, Daitei Al Gemar Bia. So you only have a Kinyan Yibum because Yibum doesn't need Das. However, Shmuel says in our Sugya that a Kinyan without Das is not Kaina Ela L'dvar Ma'amur M'Parsha, but it's not a full-fledged Kinyan, which we understand, like Tosfos says, means that you're ukme b'rishusei, that you're on the level that you took over the first husband's marriage. So in a case where you're doing yibum of an amana min ha'erisin, the hara, which is a low-level kinyan, will just create a situation that the Kohen Gadol is doing a kinyan on the level of erisin. Because since the first marriage that she went through was only an Erison, therefore you're taking over an Erison. So the production of this Hara is a Kinyan on the level of Erison. Now the Halacha of Besula V'loi Be'ula, we're going to have later on in the Perek, is an Isser to make Nisuin on a Be'ula. So, Frekta Avnei Meluim, when you do a Bia, in the Hara, you're only making a situation of Erison. And then you go on to make a Gemar Bia, you're making on a suin on a Be'ulas Atzmai. We know the halacha is a Kohen Gadol not only is he usher in a regular b'ula from someone else, he's even usher in b'ula's atzmai. So how could the Gemara say that a kohen gadol should be allowed to do yibum to an almanim and an erusin, because I say the chalais I say, but according to the Ritva, that every bia has in it a hara, which is going to be a kinyan without das. If it's a kinyan without das, that's only an erusin. Turns out that the gemar bia, which is producing the nesuin, which is a point that we care about for the iser of besula v'lay b'ula, is being done to someone that's a ba'ula. So we should have a situation of asay against a lois asay v'asay. You're doing amana la yikach, and you're also being over besula v'lay ba'ula. This is the question of the Avnei Meluim, who is clearly understanding that the halacha of Shmuel, that loikana el ledvar ma'amu and reparsha, would apply in the Ritva's hara. In a case when you do a ma'isa, which is a ma'isa yibum, and you're trying to do yibum, you just didn't have das to be kaina with this hara, that would be included in the Rav and Shmuel's machlokes. However, Reb Shimon in Siman Chof Tes argues on this Avnei Meluim, and he bases his point on a fundamental question on the entire sugya. He asks, we know there's Gemaras throughout Yevamos and Nedarim that Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim, that the estate of Yibam is, there's a Zika, there's some connection between this Isha and the Yavam, and this Kinyan is just a form of consummating and finishing off the connection that's already here before. And there's a Lashon HaGemara, Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim, that this Kinyan is being done not with your Maisa, rather the Torah gave you this Isha as a wife. And that's why we don't need his das, and that's why we don't need her das. So Rav Shimon says, if the Kinyan is a Kinyan that in essence doesn't need das, why should we say that Shmuel holds that you're not kind of for everything because it's a Chiddush that it works? This Chiddush that it works is because you're doing less than a regular Kinyan. If you try to buy something from someone else, you're making a full Kinyan from scratch, so you need das. But by Yibam that you're not making the full Kinyan, and that's why you don't need das, why should we say that when you don't have das, that you don't have a full Kinyan? The only reason not to have a full Kinyan is if you're doing less of a Maisa. But if the only reason you need less of a Maisa is because that's all that's necessary to do a Yibam, because Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim, so why should we say that there's no full kinyan taking place? So Rav Shimon wants to say that the entire machlekes Rav and Shmuel is only negeya in a case when you're not even trying to do yibum. For example, the case of Shregig in Al Mishnah. So Rashi explained, Kesavar Shehu Ishtei. He thinks that he's being Baal, his wife. So he's not even trying to do yibum. That is exerz a kasev and a chiddush, that even though you're not trying to do the ma'isa at all, you're still kaina. There's no rationalization why you should be kaina if you're not even trying to do yibum. This whole svara that Rav Shimon held was, if you're trying to do a yibum, you're trying to do a ma'isa, so usually you need das. But over here, I can understand why you don't need das. But to say that you don't even have to try to do a yibum and you're kaina, that's, he agrees, is exerz akasev. And this exerz akasev makes sense to say that you're not kaina for everything, since it's a special chiddush, that you're not even trying to do a yibum, and just ended up with a yibum, and you're still kaina. That chiddush is only said, l'dvar ma'amur m'parasha. But if you're trying to do a yibum, so you're doing the ma'isa. Now, usually a ma'isa needs das, but over here there's a svar why this ma'isa shouldn't need das. So there's no reason why you shouldn't have a full kinyan. So Rav Shimon goes on to say that Avnei Meluim's question is not shver. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva said that when you do a hara, since you don't need das for yibum, you're going to be kaina. So the Avnei Meluim assumes that since you don't have das, therefore every hara, which really means every bia, which starts off with a hara, is not going to have more than Shmuel's kinyan. Therefore he asked that every kain gadol that's being boiled on a monim and an erisin is really going to do nesuin on a bulas atzmai. On that, Reb Shimon says that you're not going to end up with an nesuin on bulas atzmai, Because with the hara alone, you're going to have an nisuin. Because einach enami, the Ritva said that you don't have das during the hara. Because kol aboil daite agmar biya. But still, you're going to have a kinyan yibum. Because you don't need das for yibum. But that never meant to say that you're not going to have a full yibum with a full kinyan. Because since the only thing you're missing is the das to be kaina, but you're actually trying to do a yibum. I am going and trying to do a ma'is yibum. I am right now in the middle of the yibum, and I did the hara. So einach enami, I didn't have das to do the kinyan of yibum, but that's no reason for us to say that you don't have a full-fledged nesu'in going on. Therefore, the Gemara Daf Chaf is perfect. Every kohen gadol could be bayel an almana min ha'erusin, because even though he won't have das to be kaina, but he is having das to do a ma'isi yibum, he's trying to do a ma'isi yibum, and Shmuel's halacha, that it only is considered like an erison, was only said when I'm doing a ma'isa that is not even a yibum. I'm not even trying to do a yibum. Then we say that you're only kaina l'dvar ma'amur m'parsha, which is on the level of an erison, and there we have a question that the nesu'in is being done to bu'ulas atzmai. But in this case, that you're trying to do a yibum, the only thing you're missing is you didn't have das to make the kinyan. On that, Shmuel never said as halacha that you're not kaina el ledvar ma'amur m'parsha. Rather, it will be a full-fledged nesu'in, and it will turn out that nesu'in was done to a besula and not a be'ula, because she didn't become a be'ula till after this ma'isa. So, besides the machlaikis that we started off with, Taisvis and the Yerushalmi, if we're talking about hara, or we're talking about a bia without das, now we have a machlaikis in Taisvis. Then einach enami, we're talking about a bia without das. But in bia without das, turns out we have two mahalchim to go. Ba'avne Meluim is understanding that any bia done without das, even if you had full intention to do a bia and full intention to do a yibum, since you didn't have das to do the kinyan, therefore the halacha would be that you're only kaina l'dvar ma'amur m'parsha according to Shmuel. However, Reb Shimon holds, any time you are trying to do a yibum, even if you don't have das to make the kinyan, Shmuel would agree that you're kaina a complete kinyan for Yerusha, Tumah, and Afara. The only time Shmuel said that you're not kaina el ledvar ma'amur m'parsha is only when you're not trying to do a yibum at all, kigain shaygig of our Mishnah. Now, actually, the Karen Ira already clears in a case when he, the Bayal, had full das to make a yibum, but he did it bal karcha. He did it against her will. She had no das to be nikna with this yibum. So we know we have a ribuy that the kinyan works. So the Karen Ira is mesupik, would Shmuel's halacha apply? Do we say, since there's a chiddush going on, therefore you're only kaina l'dvar ma'amur m'parsha? Or maybe we'll say that this whole halacha, that there's a chiddush going on, and you're only kaina l'dvar ma'amur m'parsha, is only when he is missing some das. But if he had full das, maybe he won't say this chiddush. Now it's obvious that Reb Shimon would never have this suffix, because Reb Shimon is clearly saying that if he doesn't have das, or she doesn't have das, to make the kinyan, then we never care. As long as he is having das to make the ma'isa yibum, and he knows what he's doing a ma'isa yibum, therefore, of course it works. There's a din of isha hikna loy min ha-shamayim, that you don't need his consent or her consent. All we need is that he should know he's doing a ma'isa yibum, and even without das, you're kaina. The chiddush of Shmuel was only said when you don't even know you're doing a yibum. But if you know you're doing a yibum, and you just don't have his consent or her consent, then Reb Shimon holds it's obvious to him that Shmuel never said as halacha that you're not kind of a full-fledged kinyan. The Gemara goes on to say two lashonos of where the machlekes Rav and Shmuel applies. The first lashon is that Rav and Shmuel are arguing min ha'erusin, but min ha'nesuin, in other words, if the first marriage was a full marriage, it had a nesuin, then the subsequent yibum, even if it was done with a bia without das, which is a lower level yibum, still l'kuli alma l'divrei hakol achla yoli truma, because you're just keeping the original dinim that she had. But they're arguing min ha'erusin. Rav holds she could eat because it's exeris hakasuv that were marba bia shegi kemezid, and Shmuel says but only marba l'ukmei b'makim baal. the whole ribui that a kinyan without das could work is all b'nei geya to keep the dinim that were originally here. In the second lashon, we say that min ha'erisin l'kuli alma you don't eat, because since you were not eating truma in the first marriage, so the yibum with a bia without das will not be better than the first marriage. But if there's an asuin, then Rav and Shmuel argue. Rav says that the gzeis akostiv, that a bia without das works, tells you that it could keep the original dinim, and Shmuel argues you cannot eat truma even if you were eating it originally. Now, there's an important machlokes v'shainim in the exact ramifications of this machlokes. Tosfos says that even though the Gemara picks Truma as an example of a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, who adin dava motzi l'minkat yerusha tuma nafara, we really could have chosen any of the hilchos nesuin to be used as an example of a nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. The Rashba, however, learns that the Gemara chose Truma more than the other nafkaminas, because there's something unique about Truma in both Lashonis of the Gemara. In the first Lashon of the Gemara is trying to say that even according to Shmuel, by an almana min ha-nesuin, everyone agrees that you're achla. The Rashba says that only by Truma would Shmuel be Maida, according to the first Lashon, that she's Achla. And the Svara is that in reality, Truma is something that Midiraisa, you could even eat Mina Erisin. The Halacha is that since it says a Lashon of Kinyan Kaspe in the Torah, so anyone that has an Erisin to a Kayan can eat Truma. There happened to be Xerais the Rabbanan, why you can eat Truma till Nesuin, but Midiraisa, from Erisin, you could eat Truma. All the Gemara is saying is that a bia without das, according to Shmuel, if she's coming off an asuin, will let her eat, because even if you'll say that a yibum done without das is something missing in the yibum, but it's not going to be worse than an erison. However, legabe yerusha, tuma and afara, you'll need a real nesuin. So even if you're coming off a marriage that was a real nesuin, and she had a din, yerusha, tuma and afara, but since the yibum was done without das, you will not retain these halachas, and the halacha is you're not considered married for these dinim. The Rashba says that in the second lashon also, we picked Truma Dafka, because the point of the second lashon is that even Rav, who says Kana Lakal, he's Maida that mina Erisin, you're not Kana Lakal Dava. On that, the Rashba says that in reality, even the second lashon agrees that for Yerusha Tuma Nafara, you are Kana. The second Lashon is saying that for Truma, there's a Svara that it's worse. And he says, as a Gzera de Rabbanon, we're afraid if people see that a Yibam done without Das could be Michael Truma, they'll think that all Kedushin and all Kinyanim de Rabbanon could be Michael Truma. So they made a Gzera that any Kedushin, or here a Yibam that's done without Das, is not Michael Truma. So we're coming out, like Taisviz, there's no difference Truma and Yusha Tuma and Afara. According to the Rashba, in the first Lashon there's a mila to Truma, that it's easier to be kind of a Truma, and in the second Lashon there's a greyusa to Truma, that it's harder to be kind of a Truma. And the Rashba brings a raya to what he's saying in the second tzad. He's saying that in the second Lashon of the Gemara, even according to Rav, you're kind of a Tuma, Yerusha and Afara. And he says he has a raya from the Gemara of Tessama base. The Gemara over there says that if you do a Yibam Bal Karcha, which seemingly is included in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, in that case, the Gemara says, you're kind of a Yerusha Tuma and Afara. So the Rashba asks, but according to the second Lashon, we're saying that Rav agrees that you're not kind of Lakol when you have a Bia without Das. Elamai, the Rashba says, it must be that the second Lashon is only saying that Legabe Truma, you're not considered married, but for Yerusha Tuma and Afara, you are married. Now, this is a very hard riot to understand. The Chazon Ish already points this out. Why don't we just say the Gemara of Tessama Beis is talking about Nesuin? And the whole point of the second Lashon is that Rav is made by Erisin that you're not kind of Lakal. But maybe the Gemara over there is talking about Nesuin, and here we're saying that by Nesuin, that's the case of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, and Rav is saying you're kind of Lakal. So we don't have a raya from the Gemara of Tess that Mina Erisin, when you're not kind of Lakal, that you're only not kohen lakol legabe truma. Maybe you're not kohen lakol at all. Now, it's important to point out that we said over before the Rav Shimon that the whole din of Rav and Shmuel is only when you're not mechavim to do a ma'isi yibum at all. But if you're mechavim to do a ma'isi yibum, just you don't have his das or her das in the kinyan, then we said that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel does not apply. So the Rajba's raya is totally in that shayla we brought down from Shimon and the Avnei Meluim, because the Rajba's comparing our case to the Gemara on Chavtes, which is a Yibum Bal Karcha. And according to Rav Shimon, a Yibum Bal Karcha is not the case of the Machlokes. This would seemingly be a raya to the Avnei Meluim that the Gemara's question of Rav and Shmuel does not need to be talking about a case where you do not have Kavana to do a Yibum at all. Rather, even if you had Kavana to do a Yibum, if you don't have his consent or her consent, any case of Yibum Bal Karcha is included in the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, which we said over was actually a suffix in the Karen Ira. But seemingly from the fact that the Rajba brings a raya from Chavtes and Mabez, one can see that the Rajba himself held that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel does apply in a case of Yibum Bal Karcha.
The Gemara further on in the Amud says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Bia Shabal Meichelba Yava Meichelba, that any Bia that is done with enough Das to create a strong enough Kinyan to enable the Isha to eat Truma, the same halacha applies by Yibum, that a Bia done with that level of Das could enable the Isha to eat Truma. Now Taisus points out that Bia makes Erison. And if Bia makes Erison, so you're not really enabling the Isha to eat Truma. Because we paskin that even though Midaraisa and Arusa could eat Truma, but the Rabbanim of Geyser, you have to wait till Nesuin. So how could the Gemara say that just like a Bia is Michael Truma, so too a Yibum? Taisus answers that we're talking about a Bia that had a Chuppah following it. So any Bia, Shabal Michael Ba Ayodei Chuppah, that the Baal will end up doing a Chuppah after the Bia, such a Bia will enable her to eat Truma, and the same halachas would apply by Yibum, that a Bia done with the same level of Kavanah would enable her to eat Truma. And any Bia done without Das, where the halach would be that even if you do a Chuppah afterwards, you would not be Meichel or Truma, so to by Yibum, the halach would be that such a Bia is not Meichel and Truma. So Taisus is explaining the word Bia in the Gemara means a Bia that has a subsequent Chuppah. The Ramban doesn't like this pshat, because the Lashon HaGemara is mashma that the Bia is actually being Michael the Truma. And according to Taisviz, the Bia is just enabling that the Chuppah afterwards is Michael the Truma. Therefore, the Ramban says, the Gemara means that one did a Chuppah before the Bia. So you did a Chuppah before the Erison, and only afterwards you go and do a Bia L'shem Erison, and in such a case, the Bia would be Michael and Truma, because since the Nisuin was done before the Erison, so with the Erison, you reach the level of Nisuin, because you put the Nisuin in place, and you actually can't reach the level of Nisuin if you never did an Erison. But once you do the Erison, then the Nisuin kicks in, and you're on the Madrega of Nisuin, and you can be Michael and Truma. This is actually a suffix in the Mishnah Melech. It's a famous Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Ishus, Perik Yud, and Halacha Beis, and he brings a raya from this Ramban that a Chuppah and an Nisuin done before an Erison would work, that after the Erison you reach the level of Nisuin. And Taisvis, who does not learn like the Ramban, seemingly holds that you have to have the Chuppah after the Erison. Now we'll go to the Gemara on top of Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Eishes Yisrael Shenenza, Afal Pishim Uteres Labaila, Psula Lekahuna, that an Eishes Yisrael, that was Nevelas against her will, she's Mutter Labaila, not like an Eishes Kayin that's Asa Labaila, but even though an Eishes Yisrael is Muteres Labaila, she's still Psula Lekahuna. Now why is she Psula Lekahuna? So there's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis on the Flamet Hay. Rashi over there says, there's Exeris HaKasuv, Ubas Kayin Kisila Ishzar, that any Isha that has a Bia to a Chayvi Krisus, even Ba'ainis, is Nefsalas Lekahuna, she's Pasal Lekahuna. Taisvis over there argues,
because there's a Gemara on the Samech Esam Beis that this pasuk of Ubas Kain Kisil Zar is only including people that were Zar Etzlay Meikara, that were always Asa to her. But the case of Eishes Ish, where before she was married, that person was actually Mutter to her, so that would not be included in this pasuk of Ubas Kain Kisil Zar. So this cannot be the Mekar that in Eishes Ish, that's Novellas, where the only problem, the only soul of this person is that she's an Eishes Ish, that cannot be included in this pasuk to explain why she's Pasul Kahuna. Therefore, Taisus argues, he says the psul to Kahuna is mitam tuma v'zayna, that even ba'aynis, you do have a shame tuma and a shame zayna. The shame zayna is the isser of zayna le'sikach. The shame tuma is the isser, we know, it says three times tuma in the Torah, we aser a saita echad the baal, echad the boil, echad the truma, which means the kahuna, that any saita is aser to a kayin. And Taisus is saying that he holds that even an Eishes Yisrael that's done by Einis has a Shem Tuma, which would answer her to Kahuna. Now, B'negei HaZayna, he points out, there are two Lashainas in our Gemara on Daf Nun Vav and Beis, if B'Einis you're called a Zayna. So according to the Gemara in the second Lashon, that B'Einis you're not called a Zayna, then the only reason she'll be Aser is because of Tuma. And according to the first Lashon, there will be two reasons, either because of Zayna or because of Tuma. Then the Gemara on Daf Nun Vav and Beis goes on to deal with the halachas of an Eishes Kain. The Gemara says that an Eishes Kain Shenenza, Baila Laika Alea Mishum Zayna, she's even usher to her Baal. The Gemara in the first Lashon says that you would have two Isurim. You have the Isur because of the Shem Zayna and the Shem Tuma. And the Gemara comes out in the second Lashon that you only have the Shem Tuma, but Ba'inus you do not have the Shem Zayna. Now, there's a fundamental machloikis between the Baal Mor and the Ramban about what is Rabba's shita b'negeya the halacha of Rabbi Amram. In other words, Rabba is saying tula shaynos, handling what is exactly the isser of an Eishes Kayin. But he never speaks about an Eishes Yisrael. So the Baal Mor says, it would seem that Rabba argues on Rabbi Amram. Rabba holds only an Eishes Kayin is Aser Labaila. But an Eishes Yisrael, not only is she Mutter Labaila, she's even Mutter L'Kahuna. Because if an Eishes Yisrael was Aser L'Kahuna, so Rabba could have said these L'Shainais, B'negeya an Eishes Yisrael. That an Eishes Yisrael has a Shem Zayna. Or a Shem Tuma, L'Gabi Kahuna. Why did Rabba only talk about an Eishes Kayin? It must be that he holds an Eishes Yisrael is Mutter L'Kahuna. And the Baal Mor says an unbelievable svara why Rabba holds that an Eishes Kayin is actually Mutter L'Kahuna. He says, Mitaych Shehutra L'Baila Hutra L'Kahuna. Since we know that an Eishes Yisrael, there's the Gzeres HaKasuf, the Hila Netvasa, that an Eishes Yisrael is Mutter L'Baila, so in that din, somehow is included that she's Mutter L'Kahuna. The Ramban, however, in Melchemes, argues on the Baal Mor, and he says that Rabba could have spoken about an Eishes Yisrael, but Rav Amram already did. So all Rabba has to do is be mechadish the halacha is legabi an Eishes Kayin. But Marama Chada, Umarama Chada v'loy pligi. Rav Amram is saying the halachas of an Eishes Yisrael, and Rabba is saying the halacha of an Eishes Kayin. But there's no machlaikas. So we have a clear machlaikas. Do we say, Miteich Shehutra Labaila Hutra L'Kahuna? In other words, do we say that in this chiddush of a Hila Netvasa, which says that an Eishes Yisrael is Mutter L'Baila, do we say that included in that lumnus of this pasuk is included for us to say that she's Mutter L'Kahuna? The Baal Mor says that somehow, in these words of Hila Netvasa, that are being Mutter L'Baila, there's a chiddush how to treat this lady, that she's not a Zayna, and therefore she's Mutter L'Kahuna, and the Ramban says we don't have a Raya. Maybe she's Mutter L'Baila, but she's still Asa L'Kahuna. Now the truth is, the Baal Mor is a Pella. The din that an Isha that does Nus is Asa L'Baila, that's Gzeres HaKasuv, that in the Parsha of Saita, it says three times V'netma, so we darshin Tuma, L'Baila, L'Boyal, and L'Truma, that any Saita, which means any Isha that was Mezana Tachas Baila, is Asa L'Baila, L'Boyal, and L'Truma includes Kahuna. But the iser of a zayna to a kayin is an entire different din. That iser is from the pasuk of zayna lo yikach. So just because there's exerza kasuv of vehila nitfasa, that when an isha is nevelas ba'aynis, she's not included of the din, in the din of tumah labayla, where do we see any indication that she's not included in the din of zayna l'kayin? En echanami, we have exerza kasuv that for the iser tumah, labayla, labayla, and truma, we need ratzayin, and aynis is not included in that din. But legavi, the din of zayna, to be also to a kayin, may hecha tesa, that an isha that's novellas ba'aynis, is not considered a zayna to be also to a kayin. To answer this question, the Achronim say a tremendous yesod. We actually mentioned it in a previous year. Rab Aaron says this in Mishnas Rab Aaron, Simon Yadalid. Rab Chanan says this in Kavitz Aris, Simon Memhei, Ayzayin. They say that the Isser Saita Labayla is not a separate Isser and a separate shame from the Isser Zayna that we have in Isser Zayna L'Kayin. Rather, in the Parsha of Tumah, which asers a Saita Labayla, the Torah is being mechadish that every Isha is considered a Zayna Labayla, and there is an Isser Zayna to a regular Yisrael. That means an Eishes Yisrael is usher to her husband who's a Yisrael, even though she's only a Zayna, and there's no pasuk in the Torah to usher a Yisrael for marrying a Zayna. But the Torah is being mechadish in the pasuk of Tumah that she is considered a Zayna. In other words, there is an Isser Zayna to a Yisrael if it's his wife. That's the Gzeiras HaKosav of Tumah. The Gzeiras HaKosav of Tumah is, if an Isha is Mezana Tachas Baila, she's considered a Zayna to be Asa L'Baila, which is exactly the same Isser that we find by a Kohen. A Kohen can't marry a Zayna, and a Yisrael can't marry a Zayna. The only difference is, a Kohen can't marry a Zayna even if the lady is not his wife. Any lady that gets a shame Zayna is also a Kohen. A Yisrael can't marry a Zayna if she's his wife. That's the Chiddush of Tumah. The Gzeiras HaKosav of Tumah in the Torah is, if a person is Mezana Tachas Baila, she gets a shame Zayna which asks her Labaila, even though he's a Yisrael. The Achronim bring down the Lashon of the Rashba and the Ritva in our Sugya. They both say this Lashon, that the Isser Tumah is working under the guidelines of Zayna, that the Torah is being mechadish in the Parsha of Tumah, that an Isha is considered a Zayna, which is Asa L'Baila, even though he's Yisrael. They also bring a Raya from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin of Ein Zayna and Beis is dealing with the issue of Ein Isser Chal Isser. The Gemara says, if the second Isser is Kailul or Maisif, then it can be Chal on the first Isser. The Gemara says that if a lady was a halala, and then she subsequently became a zayna, the Gemara says you would not have a problem of ein iser chal iser, because the iser zayna is maisif on the iser halala. That means the iser zayna includes more things than the iser halala. The Gemara explains because the iser halala is only to a kayin. However, the iser zayna we find even by Yisrael, which is hard to understand. Where do you find an Isser Zayna by Yisrael? Rashi over there explains, because we have the Isser Saita Labayla. Still Shver. What does Isser Saita Labayla have to do with the Zayna? Zayna is a special halacha by Kayin. Elamai Yitzmuchach, like we just said, that the Isser Saita Labayla is included in the Isser Zayna. So now we can understand the Baal Mar beautifully. The Baal Mar is saying that by Inensa, if the Torah says v'hila nitfasa that an Eishes Yisrael that's nensa is muta labayla, the Torah in essence is saying that we do not treat her like a zayna, because if we would treat her like a zayna, she would be also labayla. If the Torah is saying that she's muta labayla, obviously the Torah is saying that an Eishes Yisrael shenensa is not a zayna. Therefore, she's muta labayla. If she's muta labayla because she's not a zayna, therefore, she would not be considered a Zayna to be also to a Kayin. Now the problem is, what's Shana the Ramban? Now that we've established from a Gemara in Kedushin and the Rishonim in our Sugya that the Isser Saita Labayla, the Isser Tumah, is nothing more than a form of Zayna, It's another way of having this zayna, that the isser zayna is not only to a kohen. Rather, Tumah is telling us that you can have an isser zayna even to Yisrael. So we have to understand the Ramban. How could the Ramban argue in the Baal Amar? How could you say that klape the husband, you're not a zayna, and you're mutter labayla, and still you're usher to a kohen? So Rabbi Aaron says that it all boils down to how you teach the Gemara to the kaima kaima. Our Gemara says that the Gzeres HaKasav of Hila and Itvasa, which teaches us that in Eishes Yisrael, that was Nevelas Ba'ainis, is Mutter Labayla, but Yesh Lecha Acheres, She'af Alpish and Itvasa Asura, there is another type of Isha, namely an Eishes Kayin, that even Ba'ainis is Asa Labayla. Then the Gemara says it should only be an Asay. If it's only from a Diak, from the Pasik of Hila and Itvasa, why are you getting Malkus? It's only an Asay. The Gemara says, no. It's, we say, kidekaima kaima, that everything was included in the iser of zayin lo yikach. You would think from hilan etvasa to be mamayit all einsim, on that we're making the diuk that eishes kayin is kidekaima kaima back into the pasuk, and therefore you have a lav. Now, what does it mean, kidekaima kaima? What are we putting back into the pasuk and saying that we should keep the pasuk as it always was? The Baal Mar, and this is a simple reading of the Gemara, is saying that an Eishes Kayin is Kedekaima Kaima. An Eishes Yisrael is actually taken out of the Pasuk, and Eishes Kayin is put back into the Pasuk. Rabbi Aaron says that the Ramban learned differently. The Ramban learns Kedekaima Kaima that anything Negeya Kahuna is Kedekaima Kaima. In Echnam, you have Exeris Akasiv of Ahila and Etfasa, that an Eishes Yisrael is Mutter Lebaila. But legabe kahuna, we say kidekaima kaima. When the Gemara says that an eishes kain is kidekaima kaima, it's lav dafkan eishes kain, just eishes kain is negea kahuna. But if you'll have an eishes Yisrael b'negea kahuna, in other words, an eishes Yisrael that wants to marry a kain or eat truma, you'll also say kidekaima kaima. So you're not going to say hutra hutra, because that's exactly the point of the gzeres hakasuv of our Gemara. The point of the Gemara is legabe marrying a Yisrael, we have a pasuk of Hila and Etvasa, that she's Hutra, that she's not considered a Zayna. But you can't say Hutra, Hutra. You can't say that if you're not a Zayna, Legabe Yisrael, obviously you're not a Zayna, Legabe Kahuna, because that's exactly the cause of Yeshacha Acheres, Sha'af Alpish and Etvasa Asura, that we say Kedekaima Kaima, and we say that we'll include in the pasuk anything B'negei Kahuna. So, Bekitzer, we have a Machlaikis, Ramban, and Baal Mar. If you say Hutra Hutra, if you say Hutra Hutra, that tells us that the Isser Labayla is very similar to the Isser Zayin L'Kahuna, and we explained that both Isurim are under the shame and the guidelines of Zayna. Therefore, the Baal Mar says, if there's Exeris HaKasuv that you Hutra Labayla, you're obviously Hutra L'Kahuna. The Ban is arguing, not really in Lumnas, rather, he's arguing how to teach the Gemara in the Gzeres HaKasuv of Kedekaima Kaima. He holds that Einach Hanami, you're not a Zayna Legabi Baila, and Einach Hanami, the Isser Baila and Isser Kahuna are very similar, but that's the Gzeres HaKasuv. The Gzeres HaKasuv of Yesh Lecha Acheres, She'af Alpish and Etvasa Asura, is this Gufa, that even though Klape Yisrael your Mutter, still Klape Akuna your Aser.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.